Hello, and welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. In each episode of the show, we shine a spotlight on the women who are making strides and changing lives. Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Truly Amazing Women. We are with a Sensory Bee founder, Renee Carlson, who is located in Southern California. She is an amazing coach, massage therapist, and teacher, and she is our new Incandescent Professional member in January of 2021, where she will be coaching and teaching through our portal. So I'm so thrilled to be working with Renee. We met actually on a podcast, Sharifa Hardy's podcast, and I'm just so impressed by everything that she's doing and what she's up to working with special needs families. So Renee, tell us about a Sensory Bee yourself and how you got started.
A Sensory Bee came from the passion of wanting to share with others what it is like to have a special needs child of my own little Sensory Bee. Now, Abby is 14, but boy, as she was growing up, we had our share of struggles and triumphs. We dealt with a lot of regressions. We dealt with all of the issues that most families do, but a lot more intense and a lot more hands-on. Typical problem of toilet training would take forever for us. And some days we still have to regress and go back and work on some of those skills. So every milestone that a normal neurotypical child will go through, we will have to have intensified. And I wanted to be able to share the world from her point of view and the struggles and the trials that these children face on a daily basis.
So you went ahead and you wrote a book with her, which came out last year, which I'm so impressed by. It's A Bee Like Me. So talk a little bit about that journey for writing that book.
So that book was actually very cathartic for myself. I was dealing with a lot of the emotions of being a special needs mom and feeling alone and not knowing how to help my own little Sensory Bee. And I needed an outlet to explain my feelings. But the more I started explaining my feelings, the more I had to look at hers. And when I flipped the switch, I refocused on the issue at hand, I really started to see not only her, but a lot of my own journey. And so it became a healing process for both, for us to see where we were coming from, where we could get on the same page, and how I could help her understand that no matter what happened, she was perfectly made the way God wanted her to be.
And that's so beautiful that every child is perfect. And it's just, you know, I have friends who are educators. They said every kid needs an IEP, right? An individual education program, because each kid learns differently. They're different humans. I think, though, for special needs families, there's a particular challenge because you're dealing with heightened senses of awareness and multiple things. And in your family, it's not just Abby. You have another child who also has special needs issues.
Yes. So we adopted both of our children, and we knew with our son that we were going to be dealing with some difficulties. He has FASD, which is fetal alcohol syndrome, and he also had hydrocephalus. So we knew going in that we had a journey on our hands, and we were ready to tackle it. But with Abby, she was meeting all of her marks, and she was doing really well up until about her second birthday, and that's when everything started to happen. So we have dealt with sensory integration disorder all along, and that is one of the bigger aspects of autism and a lot of other different diagnoses that you'll come up with, is how they take in the world. Sensory processing disorder is a disorder of how their senses react and align with their body and what they are taking in the world. It may be hypo, which means low, or hyper, which will be overstimulated. And trying to find the balance for them is always the challenge.
Yeah, and you share in your stories that you and your husband also are on the spectrum.
Yes, my husband actually found out that he also had autism when we were going through the diagnosis phase of my daughter. And we were also dealing with a lot of the mental issues and the mental weight. And both of us were dealing with the depression that comes with having special needs kids and all of the challenges that come up. And we were trying to take care of our own mental health as well as taking care of the mental health of our kiddos. And so my husband was seeking help. And through that, we found that he got his diagnosis of autism. Now he is high functioning, and before they changed the terminology, he would have been diagnosed with Asperger's, and he was at that point in time. For me, I've never gone through the full diagnostic period. I do feel that it is important to get that so that we are able to access services that are needed. So I am in the process of doing that. But by process of elimination and looking at what is going on with my daughter and my son, I can easily tell you that most of my symptoms fit the bill as well.
Wow. So if you were to diagnose yourself, what would you say that you fit into? Which category?
I deal with a lot of sensory integration issues, as well as ADHD, and then the autism spectrum itself. So textures and clothing really bother me. If you see me in jeans and a cotton t-shirt, I was not put there by choice. I really am a rayon soft kind of gal. And my hair has to be a certain way. If it's in my face, it really bothers me to the point that I can't focus. And a lot of people have these issues and they're able to manage. But when it overtakes your life and you're no longer able to focus on the issue at hand, that's when it becomes a problem. When it overtakes your life and you're not able to concentrate on the task at hand.
And I absolutely am so thrilled that you're part of the Incandescent family, because you're bringing to light so many things that people feel all kinds of shame around or concern or frustration. And so what you're going to be doing is teaching and coaching people, families, parents, caregivers, about how to manage these situations so that it's not, harder than it has to be.
Absolutely. The best thing that I have learned to do is to reconnect my body and to be proactive instead of reactive. Massage therapy was the best thing I could have ever done for myself. And this time during the pandemic where I have not been able to go to my office has been extremely difficult, because my sensory issues, I have been able to work out on the table with my clients, and I didn't realize how much effect I was doing for myself by being a massage therapist and working in my room and having that place for me to be calm and to be centered and be ready with a client and to be present. And so to not have that has been a huge distraction for my life, and learning how to rebalance and refocus and find my quiet space here in a busy home has been quite a bit of a challenge. When we are able to reconnect our body through whatever it is that makes you tick, you are able to focus on what will calm your nervous system and bring you back into alignment and allow you to continue in the path that you are wanting to go. So for my children, I try to be proactive by giving them sensory integration toys to play with, but I also add essential oils so that I am able to help them balance their emotions. I will come behind them and give them a massage, and so that their body is reconnecting and I'm able to calm down their nervous system.
That's amazing. And, you know, you're going to be teaching parents how to do that. You're going to be recommending aromatherapy in your classes as an incandescent coach and incandescent teacher. And I think that's going to be just so amazing. Talk a little bit about your book and the series that we're going to help you publish.
So my next book is for my son. It will be a children's book, and it's Dillman Sprout Shouts It Out. I will not do it this way because it's not the way I say. And for him, he's dealing with a lot of inflexibility issues. He needs that control. He needs to be able to focus on how things are going to go. The more he has that control, the better he feels. But in this day and age, we're not able to have that control. And so I'm trying to give him tips and tools on how to be able to be flexible, be able to go with the flow, and be able to move and change and adapt. With that, we're going to be doing a lot of courses on mindfulness, how to be present in the moment, and self-care. Now, I know you're laughing. You're like, I don't have time for self-care. And ladies, I got you. Because as a special needs mom of two and running a business, self-care feels like a joke. And you're like, well, you're a massage therapist. You go and get massages all the time. It's not true. I am the last one to get a massage in my family. I'm always massaging others. But I have found that moment in the bathroom all by myself where I'm breathing and I'm reciting my mantras that are up on my mirror. I find those moments in the shower where I'm letting the water pour down and I'm being intentional and letting my bad thoughts go down the drain with the water. And I'm being intentional in every moment that I possibly can so that I am back in myself and I am present.
That is so beautiful. I think that everyone needs, right? Everyone needs those tips and tools, especially now where everyone's challenged. I was reading an article about what you're feeling is grief was the headline.
Right.
Trying to all cope. So it's really remarkable to bring you into the family, the incandescent family, so that you can share your wisdom with us, because everyone needs these tips, as I said. So tell us also, so you're a massage therapist, you started this business. Take us back through your entrepreneurial journey.
So I did all of the corporate jobs and I found that I was unfulfilled. And I also became a medical assistant. And working in a clinical aspect, I was noticing that we were just passing patients pills, but we weren't actually addressing the problem that they came in for. And I felt like we were giving them such a low amount of service that it really hurt my heart. And there was one of my friends came in and she was dealing with her pulse racing. And it's called white coat syndrome. You go into the office and your blood pressure raises and your heart starts pounding and you're just uncomfortable. And because of that, the doctor wouldn't let her go. And she was getting even more excited. Well, I had some of my oils on me and I just sat with her and I just rubbed her hand and I put some lavender on some pulse points and I had her do some really deep breathing. And by golly, we were able to lower her pulse. We were able to lower her blood pressure and she was able to walk out that door without any medication. And I knew at that moment in time, I had something. I also have had a couple of other moments in my life where I knew that massage was the key to helping the body regulate. And when you add the perfect pair of essential oils on pressure points and you just allow the oils to work and incorporate into the system, you are going to do some amazing things for the body. And you are giving yourself the permission to actually reach the emotions that you're looking for.
So what if you could give like two or three ideas of essential oils that would be good for people to go grab today so that they can calm themselves down, what would they be?
Lavender for sure. Lavender is always my favorite. It's a nice, easy smell. It's light and it will help calm you down. It'll bring you down into the moment and you will be able to relax and release. Now, if you have bad memories with lavender, wild orange is great. Wild orange will bring you back into homeostasis, bring you back into balance. And it's easy. If you don't have a wild orange essential oil, go grab an orange and cut it open. No, just enjoy that smell. The other one is peppermint. Peppermint brings helps with focus, and it also helps with nausea and pain. It's a nice cooling oil. You definitely need a carrier oil to carry it through the skin so that it goes everywhere it needs to go and doesn't sit on top of the skin. Peppermint is one of those oils that is a cold oil, and it can burn if it's left in the wrong place for too long. So one of my big missions is to make sure that you understand essential oils are a type of medicine and that they are used correctly.
That's beautiful and really helpful and not very expensive. Right? You can just
no, not at all.
Grab an orange. I've done that. I've been known to do that and make my own essential oils because it's just so helpful and centering and calming, right? Because if you can be calm, I think this is your message. If you can be calm, you can accomplish anything, no matter what the challenge is. So I'm absolutely so excited about that. So let's just finish up by you talking about what you're going to be doing with us. The videos that you're going to be launching, the classes you're going to be teaching.
So I am really out there for that young mom who has just got that diagnosis, who is really struggling with how to get their day-to-day activities done, how to help their child as they are in those trials and tribulations and those tough nut moments where you're like, is this autism or is this just terrible twos? And, you know, trying to help you figure those moments out and giving you tips and tricks on how to handle that. We're going to go and I'm going to show you how to create a sensory bin on a dollar budget, because believe me, I've been there and I've done that. We're going to show you how to make your own sensory toys from common household items so that you're not having to worry about anything that might make their skin react. And then, but the most important thing is I'm going to show you how to make them last. Because no matter what, it is always a pain after you spent all this time to make this sensory toy, or you've put it all together, or you bought whatever toy and they only want to play with it for 5 minutes. And you're like, ugh, it's so frustrating. But I'm going to give you tips and tools on not only how they can play with it for longer, but how you can turn it into a learning experience. So we're going to use all the senses that we can. We're going to help cross but the left and the right hemisphere of the brain, we're going to reconnect and we're going to bring that body into focus and alignment.
That is so fantastic. I can't wait. And we're going to start rolling these out throughout 2021, and you'll be able to learn from Renee Carlson from a sensory bee in a myriad of ways. Before we go, I want you to talk about the project that you're launching just next week on Valentine's Day called the One Word Project. Tell us about that.
I am so excited about our One Word Project. We have been offered the unique opportunity to redefine the word autism. Now, there is a very clinical diagnosis that doesn't give a lot of families hope, and it sounds very stark and hard to deal with. And what I want is to put a spin on that, a heartfelt feeling of love and support, and all of the beauty that you have with an autistic child, to see the world from their point of view, to see how the world clicks in their minds, is such a fabulous treat. And boy, it's not the same journey as neurotypical families do, but I love my co-pilot and she is so much fun. When I sit back and enjoy the ride, it is amazing. The words I choose to define autism is tenacity and resilience and just wonder and delight. But also, it is a roller coaster of a ride with ups and downs. And what I want to know is what one word you would add to the word, the diagnosis of autism, that would make families understand what a wonderful adventure it can be when we focus on the positives instead of the negatives.
Well, and what a beautiful perspective to have for anyone and everyone, and especially families that need your support. So we're thrilled at Incandescent to be bringing Renee Carlson in a bigger way into the world. The One Word Challenge is published on Incandescent Health and Wellness Magazine at Be Incandescent, as well as at A Sensory Bee. And we're going to share this on social media so that more people can participate in this and future campaigns. So thank you, Renee Carlson, for becoming a member of the Incandescent family. We are thrilled to have you.
My pleasure. I can't wait to see what we come up with.
Me too. So thank you all for watching the Truly Amazing Women show today. Renee Carlson, A Sensory Bee. You'll be hearing lots more from this beautiful, amazing lady. We'll talk to you soon.
That's it for today's episode of the Truly Amazing Women show on the Incandescent Radio Network, the voice of entrepreneurs. If you're a truly amazing woman or know someone who is, don't hesitate to contact us. Simply log on to www.trulyamazingwomen.com and fill out the proposal form. We've profiled more than 250 women on the site who fit the bill of being truly amazing, and we look forward to honoring more. Who will be our next truly amazing woman? Tune in next week for a new episode on www.incandescentradio.com. Here's to your incredible, indelible success.